talk about the ultimate local walkabout in Crocodile Dundee. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
And I butchered your name, didn't I?
A little bit, yeah.
Say it for me.
Erinico.
Or Erinico. All right. Why walk all the streets of Lansing?
Well, there's a lot of streets in Lansing that you just sort of always go to. And this way, I'm forced to go to every single street. There really isn't a way to say, okay, well, I'm going to hit Cedar and Larch and Saginaw. This way, you can't really leave anything out.
And where'd you get the idea? You know, why do this? Do you want to see all the cool parts of Lansing? Why this quest?
That is part of it. There's a lot of places in Lansing that I'm just not familiar with. There's a lot of really pretty parks that people don't know about. And by hitting up everything, if I'm hoping I can get this accomplished, I will have sort of a database of where all the parks are and where all the, you know, sledding hills are, or where all the small businesses who might not have a budget to advertise for themselves will be at. Some of the little quirky things that you just don't see advertised in the paper, online, or anything like that.
And what's cool, Erinico, is that you have a great website and a great Facebook page, and you're blogging what you're seeing and telling about a lot of the places where you visit.
I do. I have all that going on. I'm also a photographer, so I try to capture some pictures as I go along. Sometimes it's just more taking like a reference shot of maybe a street sign or a business that might be there. But sometimes it's more of an artistic thing, too. I kind of go back and forth between capturing something that's really beautiful in an area versus what's just sort of cataloging where I'm at.
And what's the Facebook page address and your website address?
The Facebook page is... it's City Saunter on Facebook, so if you just type that in the search, you should find it. And then the WordPress site is my name, Erinico.wordpress.com. And then I also have Erinico.com as a web page that has a link, too.
And before we let you go, what's the coolest gem that you've uncovered?
I would have to say the dinosaur statues at Friedland's, where they had taken recycled metal and constructed them into dinosaurs, life-size, well, not life-size, but human-sized dinosaurs.
All right, Erinico O'Meara on the walkabout of all Lansing streets. We will stay in touch with you because we want to hear some more about your quest. Thank you so much.
Thank you.